It's Wednesday, the 15th of October, and with your 7 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbier. Regional analysts are calling for urgent SADC intervention as Madagascar's political tensions worsen, warning that without immediate dialogue and a transitional framework, instability could spread across southern Africa. Local public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo described the situation as critical.
What you are seeing are symptoms of a deeper problem, because when you listen to the citizens, they are saying there's corruption, there's lack of accountability. They are saying there's a governance failure. Even if SADC is involved in resolving the crisis, they have to go to the deep issues.
Still on Madagascar, its military has seized control of the country after President André Rajoelina fled abroad amid escalating protests led by youth demonstrators and army defections. As per Reuters, Colonel Michael Randria Nirina announced on national radio that the military had taken power and dissolved all state institutions except the National Assembly, which had just voted to impeach Rajoelina. The president, who reportedly left on a French military jet citing threats to his life, has refused to resign despite widespread unrest. Meanwhile, President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa has voiced Namibia's serious concern over the escalating political crisis in Madagascar, denouncing any efforts to take power outside constitutional processes. In matters back home, the Bank of Namibia's Monetary Policy Committee is expected to announce its latest interest rate decision today, with the repo rate at 6.75% and South Africa's at 7.25%. Economists say the move could influence inflation and currency stability. Cirrus Capital's Robert McGregor.
The South African Reserve Bank is being quite hawkish. We see that they are trying to re-anchor inflation at around the 3% level rather than the 4.5% midpoint. We also see that there will be the Euro bond redemption later this month, which will result in substantial hard currency outflows, and therefore we expect that the Bank of Namibia will err on the side of caution, and we will likely only see cuts once South Africa is below our level.
The Basic Income Grant Coalition has voiced strong disappointment with the Nandi Ndaitwa administration for failing to implement a universal basic income grant or expand social grants as promised in its election manifesto. Coalition activist Rinani Muthutwa said the government continues to ignore the plight of 1.6 million citizens who struggle daily to afford a decent meal, while poverty, unemployment and inequality remain unresolved decades after independence.
A rich country like Namibia cannot really continue making excuses about not having enough resources to help its struggling citizens, while we have among the world's best fishing grounds. We have all the minerals that you can imagine, and we don't really see where the holdup is in terms of a lack of resources. And I think President Netumbo was right to say that we are too few to be poor.
The United Nations International Monetary Fund has revised its forecast for the UK economy, predicting growth will be a little higher this year than expected, but a little less next year. It predicts both years will see higher inflation than European peers, mostly due to Britain's higher household energy bills and this year's change to national insurance payments. From London, our correspondent is Stuart Smith.
But growth is forecast to be 0.1% higher this year than forecast, though 0.1% less next year than originally predicted. There's also a warning from the IMF that the UK's borrowing costs are too high, with over $100 billion per year being paid just on interest. Stuart Smith, London.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.